Andrew Harrigan says the Ontario election is unnecessary, but he's in the thick of it nonetheless. And the New Democratic Party, NDP, candidate for the Barrie Innisfil riding says he's hearing the same message on the campaign trail. "I don't believe it was necessary at all, and I think it's actually backfired," said Harrigan, an Alcona resident. Progressive Conservative Party leader Doug Ford called the February 27 election more than a full year before he had to, ostensibly to get a new mandate from Ontario voters as American tariffs loom on the horizon. Ford pulls this, runs an election, doesn't give people enough time to prepare, all for his agenda, Harrigan said. Yeah, he's out of touch with the province. How many millions of dollars is this costing? As much as $189 million. Think about where that money could have gone. Harrigan is not new to politics, running for Innisfil Town Council in 2022. He's a child protection worker with the York Region Children's Aid Society, CAS, investigating and assessing allegations of child abuse. Harrigan is also president of OPSEU, SEFPO Local 304, which represents CAS workers. "There's just not one issue facing Ontario voters," he says, "but several, and they are intertwined. Let's talk about housing and encampments," Harrigan said. "The other political party leaders are saying we're just going to get rid of them. You can't do that, it's not going to work. If you are planning on moving them, homeless people, you have to give them the right social supports, housing supports for them to be successful, or it's just putting a band-aid on it," he added. There are approximately 12 known encampments in Barrie with more than 100 total occupants, the city has said. Like most candidates, Harrigan is also hearing about affordability, or lack of it, when he knocks on doors. "The price of absolutely everything is through the roof," he said. "People who make a decent wage, myself included, it's tough for families." Harrigan also says the timing of this election makes it more difficult to get the word out to voters. "The very unusual thing with this snap election, when it's in the dead of winter, is there are only a couple of times during the week you can do it, door knocking, and that's on the weekends," he said. "People don't want you to knock on their door at dinner time. That's just the way it is." Despite the short election campaign window and the lack of necessity, Harrigan says voters need to cast their ballots if they want real change. "I hate sounding like a broken record. Vote for the person here. Vote for someone that has proven they are going to fight the good fight and will listen to people," he said. "If I'm lucky enough to win this election, I work for the position. The position doesn't work for me."